Jarrett Price
and RJ McGarrah
here at More Motors in Carroll.
RJ, listen to this. The all-new Ram 1500 with available 8-speed transmission is Motor Trend's 2013 Truck of the Year.
So, Ford F-Series is America's best-selling truck 36 years in a row. That's longer than you've been alive, Jarrett.
Ram 1500.
Ford F-Series.
See us today for one of yours.
At More Motor Sales in Carroll, the volume Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer of the thumb. M81 just west of Carroll or on the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
WLAW Sports, your home for high school basketball. Both teams in being introduced as we speak in a packed gym here in Burton Bendel. We saw the first game against Mount Morris and Marlette in the first half run down right down. It was tied at halftime at 24 feet. And then Mount Clemens started to pull away in the second half. Well, for your starters for Flint Beecher, number 3, Jalen Pettis, number 10, Emmanuel Pfeiffer, number 11, Monty Morris, the commit to Iowa State in the fall. Eric Cooper, number 12, and number 23, Marco Lucas. They're coached by Charles Williams, the Flint Beecher Bucks. And for Harbor Beach, they're coached by Ron Rubel, number 2, a senior, 6'1", Brandon Oswald. Number 12, 6-foot senior, Aaron Ginther. Number 22, that's junior, 5'11", Eli Kraft. Number 24, his brother, senior, 6-foot, Jonathan Kraft. And number 40, a 6'1", senior, Andrew Stevens. There's your 5 stars for both teams. We got a 3-man reffing team going on tonight. This game broadcast tonight, being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb. Thanks Insurance AMC, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948. K&S Insurance Agency, Ford Motor Sales of Carroll, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's Insurance Company, and Kohler Propane. Nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distributions, descriptions, or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. The cellular transmission of this broadcast is carried by Thumb Sailor, the 4G LTE Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb. Well, folks, don't be sure to grab the hottest ticket in town. It's the Harbor Beach 2013 Maritime Festival Raffle. First prize goes home with a minimum of $2,500. Second prize with $1,000 in cold, hard cash. It's only a $5 donation, and get them at anyone who's involved with the Maritime Festival, including a number of nonprofits throughout the town. Both teams out there, dude, start the tip. Harbor Beach will go in left to right across your radio. Beecher in the red will be going right to left. Harbor Beach in their home whites tonight with black outline and orange lettering. And the tip goes Beecher's way, won by number 23, Marco Lucas. Here comes Beecher with the ball, 0-0. We played 5 seconds. Over to the left wing to Eric Cooper. Over to the right wing to Jalen Pettis. Back up to the top to number 11, Monty Morris. Monty Morris, the Division I commit to Iowa State to join Corey Lucius and Chris Allen. Into the paint, into number 23 is no good. That would be Marco Lucas and rebound by Andrew Stevens. Here come the Pirates in transition. Ginther goes up to the left side. It's stripped away. Loses the handle on it. Last touch by Beecher. Out of bounds, Harbor Beach underneath their own hoop on the right side of your radio.
Harbor Beach is showing Beecher that they can run also. So
7:28 left in the first. No score yet in Burton Bendel. As they feed it into Jonathan Kraft, it's nearly stolen. And now Andrew Stevens has it top of the key. Over to the left wing to Eli Kraft. Beecher likes to fly around now to Ginther in the left corner. He dribbles once back up to Kraft. Eli Kraft at the top of the key. And now we have a whistle. This one's going to be against Flint Beecher's number 3, Jalen Pettis. It's a little bit of a block push against them. It'll be Beecher's first and Pettis's first as well. Harbor Beach gets the ball on the sideline near midcourt. 7:15 to play. No score yet in Burton. And Aaron Ginther, top of the key, being guarded by number 11. That's Monty Morris. Over to the right wing, now against Emmanuel Pfeiffer. Nearly stolen. And now they call a late over and back after the fact, as the pass from Ginther to Seaman was nearly stolen. He went into the backcourt after dribbling on the front court.
Trail official had that all the way. Feature Bucks were playing a man-to-man, and it looked like it was a sagging man-to-man, depending on which side the ball was.
Here's Monty Morris with the ball. Over to Jalen Pettis, right wing. Now over to Eric Cooper, left wing. Drives to the elbow, kicks it in the corner. Monty Morris for three. It's up, and it's good. Monty Morris looks very smooth, and it's 3-0 Feature. Out of reach with the ball. Eli Kraft, left wing, drives right down to the paint, puts this one up. It's short, and it's still loose, and they try, and Beecher tries to save it, and trying to get a little transition going to Morris, and instead it goes out of bounds. Harbor Beach comes up after a lucky turnover for Beecher with the ball on the sideline on the right side of your radio. Trying to pass it in, no one's open, finally getting Andrew Steeman back to Aaron Ginther. He drives into the lane, goes up with a shot, and he gets called with the offensive. Number 23 for Beecher, Marco Lucas was there, camped out from the get-go, and Ginther plowed him right over. That's Ginther's first foul and Harbor Beach's first foul. So now fouls are one apiece. It's 3-0 Beecher. 6:36 left in the first quarter. Monty Morris back to Pettis to bring it up for Beecher.
Harbor Beach in a 2-3 zone.
Over to the left wing to number 12. Cooper for three. It's off the mark and rebound by Jonathan Kraft. Back to Aaron Ginther. A little bit of a token press coming from Monty Morris. Now Eli Kraft in the lane. Pulls up for the jump shot just inside the free throw line. No good. Ball still loose and into the hands of Cooper. To Lucas. In transition. Up to Pettis. It can't bring in the ball on the transition right underneath their hoop. And now we have a held ball, and that will be Harbor Beach ball. Beecher nearly doing one pass transition down the entire length of the court. And that one, Pettis can bring in and hit the shins of Brandon Oswald and brought a loose ball down to the court.
No doubt they want to run. If that ball goes in for Harbor Beach, that's going to negate their fast break.
Eli Kraft trying to break the press, actually has to save it going out of bounds, and somehow he does. Nearly takes that team to shoot in the stance, and Brandon Oswald wide open underneath the right block. 4-2, the first points for Harbor Beach is 3-2. Beecher still leads by one.
Harbor Beach widens their zone a little bit.
Over to the right wing to Cooper. Back up to Pettis at the right elbow. Take the jump shot. This one's good. That is also another smooth jump shot, and we can see why they're number one in the state. The press coming from Beecher. Pettis was all over Kraft, and in fact, it's a turnover for Harbor Beach, and Beecher ball underneath their own hoop. Monty Morris passing this one in. He's about 6'3" guard. Into Lucas goes over to Monty Morris, and he actually stepped on the line out of bounds. That's a turnover for Beecher. And here comes Harbor Beach facing a two-man front press. And Andrew Steeman is tipped back to Eli Kraft, still not across the timeline with 5:12 to go. And finally has to go across, and they call time seconds on Aaron Ginther. Still in the backcourt, strong press coming from Beecher. One too many reversal of courts.
The whistle came just when Aaron was just across the timeline, too. Just had one step over and not enough, evidently.
So a turnover for the Pirates. Gives the ball back to the Buccaneers. Monty Morris, top of the key, dribbling to his left wing. Being guarded by Jonathan Kraft in that zone. He pulls up for the three, and this one's off the mark. Rebound by Aaron Ginther. Into the left corner to Jonathan Kraft. He's being double-teamed, and he kicks it off of Pettis out of bounds. And Harbor Beach will get it on the far sideline, basically in line with the free throw line.
Beecher's defense is sagging right to the ball. I mean, it's like playing one-on-five.
Eli Kraft passing this one in. Aaron Ginther flashes to the ball and brings it in the left wing back to Eli Kraft. 4:45 left in the first. It's Beecher 5, Harbor Beach 2. Kraft at the right elbow, all back over to Jonathan Kraft, down to Steeman at the right wing. He's dribbling on the baseline, can't go get anywhere, trying to feed him to Oswald. They try and waft it in there, and it's a turnover brought in by Morris. Here comes Beecher, right down the lane, goes up for the layup, no good, rebound, Aaron Ginther. Harbor Beach is in transition, it's 2-on-2, Ginther goes up for the shot, it's blocked, it's the get-go by Cooper. Ginther typically had that in the thumb, he would have been wide open, instead there were two red jerseys all over him. And out of bounds, Harbor Beach ball on the near side of your radio. In line with the free throw line yet again. Back up to Ginther. Top of the key. 4:20 left in the first. Steeman at the free throw line, and now we have a whistle. Steeman was fouled by number 10 of Beecher. Emmanuel Pfeiffer. That's his first, team second on the arm. So Eli Kraft now with the ball underneath their own hoop on the right side.